The Last Pupil of Bach. This is the epithet given to Johann Gottfried Mürtel. Mürtel was a young man of 22 working for the Duke of Mecklenburg-Schwerin when he was given a year of study leave and a letter of recommendation so he could study in Leipzig with the great Bach. Bach at that stage was blind and unable to even leave the house, but still obviously feeling well enough to take on a new lodger and a student. Mürtel had his lessons in keyboard technique and in composition, and in turn helped notate a number of Bach's final works. But 3 months after his arrival, the great composer died of a stroke, with Mürtel apparently present at the deathbed scene. Having studied from one of the great masters, Mürtel spent the rest of his study leave travelling to visit other composers whose styles were perhaps more up-to-date and fashionable: Hasse in Dresden, C.P.E. Bach in Berlin, and Telemann in Hamburg. He returned to the service of the Duke for another 2 years before moving to Riga in Latvia, and there he stayed for the rest of his life. Riga was an important commercial centre in the 18th century with a thriving cultural life. Mürtel was employed as Kapellmeister, overseeing the 24 musicians employed by one Baron Otto Hermann von Wietinghoff, whose elegant home was a social and political hub in the city. Every Monday, Mürtel organized a musical soiree, and it was probably for one of these events that he composed his 5 harpsichord concertos. Though his teacher J.S. Bach was the founder of the harpsichord concerto, the works of Mürtel reflect the Sturm und Drang style of C.P.E. Bach. They also display the keyboard virtuosity of Mürtel himself, which was described as quick, correct, and light. The last movement of Mürtel's 3rd harpsichord concerto in G major goes through many mood changes and key changes typical of the Sturm und Drang style. Graceful melodic themes are interspersed with technical display. Marcin Szwankiewicz is on the harpsichord for this recording with the Polish Baroque Orchestra Arte dei Suonatori. Thank you. That was Marcin Swankovic with Arte Dissonatore playing Mutil's Harpsichord Concerto in G major. To hear this bonbon again, go to the FMR website and click on Anna's Baroque Bonbons. FMR.